Ja, also ich war dann nicht so. So, in the previous session we described the a little bit of the the characteristics of a perfect guide, how he reached his Lord's presence through humility, through humbleness, and through the way of poverty and extreme poverty, meaning poverty to Allah and extreme poverty to Allah, to show that he is in need for everything. Even he has the wealth of the dunya physically, but for spirituality, for his soul, he needs to come through showing extreme helplessness, that without Allah's help he cannot do anything. Without Allah's support he cannot reach anything. So, and he described how this, when he he reached the first door and saw a lot of those ulama standing there, proud of their amal, that they are knowledgeable. The door is not open. And he went to those who are worshipping and they are proud of their worshipness. The door is not open. He didn't find a place to put his feet. Those who are fasting, those who are making hajj, those who are making charity. Finally he understood that he cannot come to these doors because too many people there waiting in line and the door is not open. So how to door the open is to be, is to come to Allah, where he found there is no one there at that door, very few. They knew the way. Allah gave them the flashlight. Allah made them to cross that tunnel. The tunnel of from dunya to akhirah, from bad desires to good desires, from one side of the shore to the other side of the shore, where they can find the reality, is through the showing weakness and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you reach like that, you reach that door, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for you. And that's why he said to him, go back, be dumpster to my servant. Carry their burdens. That's where it is difficult. After he reached that door and he didn't find anyone and he is expecting that that door will open, he hears a voice to Abu Yazid saying, go back. You get it. You learned it through theory. Now go get it really in experience. Go make residency in dumpsters. Learn how to carry the responsibility from my servants on yourself and be a scapegoat for my servants. I send prophet, I send the seals of messenger all his life, or when he's dying in his holy grave. In the day of judgment, he is always asking, Ya Rabbi, my Ummah, my nation. Go and say, oh my community. The people that they gave initiation to me. Ya Rabbi, I carry their difficulties. And let them free. That is the real experience of humility. When you see one of your murid doubting you, and when you see one of your murid speaking bad about you, and still you say, no problem. Still you say, forget about it. How much difficult is to carry that responsibility? How difficult is to carry that experience? And this is, it's a way of training. Awliya Allah trained their followers like that, And that's why Prophet ﷺ said to his Sahaba, don't backbite. Because the most difficult is that. Mawlana Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, he said that anyone repeat a story that passed 2 hours ago, he has to be worried from Allah's curse. And he said, our nature is to repeat a story that not 2 hours ago, but happened 1,000 years ago. Even if it happened in time of Sayyidina Adam, we bring it back to make sure that it is mentioned another time too. There are some stories that you have to bring them back to correct a situation, that is okay. But only to bring a story in order to create fitna, that is not okay. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء إلا من ظلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما.
Allah doesn't like, that's very important. Allah doesn't like to bring up someone, to bring up in public something bad, جهر بالسوء. To declare something bad in public, except on one condition. إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ means when you are being oppressed, or when you, that person accused you with something wrong which is not correct, and creating a fitna which is not correct, there you have to bring it up. And it is Surah Al-Nisa, chapter 6 or 4, 5. The first of the chapter. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. You can bring it, look it into the English commentary, how it is, the explanation. Means Allah doesn't like, He dislikes any event that happened and might did not affect anyone. You don't need to say it. Let it go. But when something falsely you've been accused of, he said, لا يحب الله الجهر. Allah doesn't love or does dislike to bring that up. But in the opposite meaning of it, when you've been accused of something you did not do, Allah likes you to bring it up. Opposite to, because He said, إلا من ظلم, except whom those being oppressed. Not okay. Wrong. So means when you are in a situation that you have to defend yourself, because rumors they move with the wind. They are very fast, faster than a wind, because shaitan carries them. He spread them falsely. So that time, Allah say, okay, no problem. You can bring that issue up and to clear it and to stop it. Other than that, issues that doesn't harm you or doesn't affect you, and you hear it, it's it's nothing for what to bring it up. But when really it is affecting a situation that is affecting you, affecting your community, affecting your people, affecting something big, you bring it up. Because you have to defend yourself. So, accompanying a perfect teacher, it will teach you where it is a situation that you have to bring it up, where is it a situation where you don't need to bring it up. And when you bring it up and you clear it, you make that person who spread it to repent. And when he repent or she repent, then he saved himself, because Allah forgive and change his sayyat into hasanat. In judgment day, he will not be liable or responsible. So you did something good, you didn't do something bad. And that's why you see awliyaullah, they have a habit, not habit, but it is a level that they reach in their lives, that they shout at their followers. Not at all of them, because all of them are to them are newcomers. Even they are 20, 30 years with them, they still consider newcomers if they didn't reach the level of murid, of a real student. And that's why Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, always he used to say, the best time the murshid is happy is when he shout at his murid in front of people, and his murid hearts never change. His love toward his sheikh never changed, even he is shouting at him. Even if he is throwing him out of his presence and say, go, I don't want to see you. Still, the murid's heart love to his sheikh is same, doesn't affect, might be increased. Oh, I'm happy because my sheikh is cursing me. I must be happy, means he is carrying my things, he's carrying my difficulties. And the sheikh is happy with his murid when his murid doesn't change his heart, because the sheikh has to empty what he is seeing in the other's one, but he cannot say to them because they run away. So he pick one that he knows he is not going to run away, and he keep on him shouting and shouting and shouting, and the others are hearing. You see, there are an example in the Arab countries, says that the mother-in-law, all mother-in-law, this is not all, but this is how it people think, she wants her daughter-in-law to hear what she needs to hear. So she shouts at the neighbors to make her daughter-in-law understand that she's wrong. اسمعي يا جارة حتى تسمعي يا كنة.
Listen, my neighbor, in order for my daughter-in-law to listen.
So they speak to the wall or to the neighbors for their daughter-in-law to hear. And every mother is every lady is a mother-in-law. One time she's going to be mother-in-law. Boy or girl, she's going to be mother-in-law. So mother-in-law always criticize. This is nature. They don't have a way to live they see different the way they this in different way because they are older, they have more experience. Young ones have not that experience. They don't take it, able to take it, or the love for their children, either girl or boy. So the mother needs to keep that relationship stronger than the daughter-in-law to her husband, or the husband to the wife, or the wife to the husband. So in any case, both sides, always they have to criticize. How to criticize? In a nice way. Speak to the neighbor, or speak to the bird in the cage. Tell him. Then their daughters-in-law or their son-in-laws, they can understand. Awliya Allah, they use that method, but they go on the best one of their murid, the highest one. Shout and shout and shout in order for the others to listen. Because they know this one is not going to run away. Like daughter-in-law, where she's going to run, or like son-in-law, where he's going to run. He's already been chained with his leg or her leg with marriage. Where they go, in general, I'm speaking. So, when that happens, the wali is shouting at that highest one. The others can listen and they begin to correct themselves. So be that bridge for other murid in order that they will understand through your behavior with your shaykh how you can reach the presence. They can reach from a lover to a murid. The sheikh might use you, might use that one that he loves most. He might use him to throw on him everything in order that the others will hook their wagons and jump in the wagon. Because that senior murid is like a wagon with the engine. The engine is the sheikh. So the sheikh wants to let all these people to throw themselves into the wagon. So he shouts at that senior murid. The other will correct themselves. They will understand. But if the sheikh would shout at them directly, they run away. They don't want to come another time. So that applies also the verse of Quran, لا يحب الله الجهر من السوء إلا القول إلا من ظلم. The Shaykh does dislike to shout or to bring issues that is disgusting except when it is they are oppressed. So when they see the action of their murid, they are get upset from their behavior, because their behavior from their lovers, their behavior is still like children. They want to correct them, so they hit hard. They give an example, hitting hard on the senior one in order the other one can understand. This is another interpretation of the verse. And the general one is that Allah doesn't like, He dislikes to bring an issue, except once that someone wants, He has to bring it because He has to defend Himself and to correct the situation. So accompanying a perfect guide who has all these techniques and methods will bring you to reach the last step of discipline, and the last step that you will be able to reach the level of murid. That's why we gave the four example of the three targets that you have to put on your forehead. If the Sheikh gives you a bucket and say, go empty the ocean. What is your duty? Don't use your mind, say, how can I do that? I cannot do that. Go sit by the ocean and see the water. Because he will tell you your trust is deep in the ocean. Empty, because you don't know how to dive. And slowly, slowly, when someone is by the beach emptying the water, he will learn how to swim. And slowly, slowly, when he learns how to swim, he learns how to dive. And when he learns how to dive, he can reach down. So this is the wisdom of telling you empty the water. Of course you cannot empty the water. But sitting by the ocean, your slowly, slowly inspiration come, let me put my feet in the ocean. Enjoy that. Then let me put my body in the ocean. Let me, splash water, and slowly, slowly you learn how to swim. Then you know how to dive. The second target is they give you a broken shovel and say, dig 7 earths, you will find your trust there. Dig. Don't say, how I can do, how can I dig? Because when you begin to dig, even if it is a broken shovel, slowly, 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 you might find a cave or a big hole there that takes you down all the way, like they do with water when they dig for wells. Is that? When they dig wells, what they happen? They go 20 meters by hand. They dig by hand. Sometimes now they dig with machine. But before in your country, how they dig? By hand. You dig, keep digging. They don't say, we stop. No, they dig very big one in order that they go down and they go up. Not like now, they dig a small hole with this machine. Now ADT, Advanced Detection Technology, to detect where is the water, they use a small machine. It's not Advanced Defense Technology. It is Awliya Defense Technology, now it's Awliya Detection Technology. Detect like this machine, you know, this where there is minerals or gold, they use that detector. They put it like that, and then here there is gold, dig here. Here there is silver, dig here. Here there is iron, here there is water. Then they dig. So that machine they didn't give us yet. We're training you. So they say dig by hand. So what I am going to dig by hand? Where am I? Dig by hand. Like people in villages, they dig by hand with a small shovel, broken might be. They dig and they go 10 meters, 15 meters, 20 meters, immediately water comes. You know there is a detector, not by this technology today, this old technology. You know how they do that? Still Maulana in Cyprus or in Syria or in Lebanon, Middle East countries, they use that. You know how? I don't know if in country they use that. They bring a olive or fig stick and they carry it like that. They bend it and they carry it like that. And they move. As soon as the stick move up or down, they know that there is water there. They dig, they find water. Maulana took a piece of land in Cyprus. The whole mountain, there is no water. And Maulana, there is someone, he said to me, he was telling me that 25 years ago he came to him in London and said, my Sheikh, I'm poor, I need some money, please, I give you that piece of land. And Maulana said, that piece of land is garbage, doesn't worth anything. And it's on the top of the mountain, you can go there, you still see it. You have to go up, 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 and then reach to it. Why don't I put some goats there and some sheep? And they need water. He brought that man, his name is Abul Fawz, from Syria. He said, come check for me. So he brought that stick, was moving. The Sheikh did here. Sheikh is not showing he knows. Because Sheikhs, they hide themselves. Everyone did his job. Everyone has a job of his followers. So don't jump over what you know and say, I know everything. Although Maulana knows where is the water, but he said, this is his job, let him do it. Then he doesn't show as if it is a miracle. And then he said, here. He said, how? There is no water here. It's on top of the mountain. They brought this machine, big machine, to dig. They refused. They said, it's impossible to find water here. And Maulana said, he said there is water here with the stick. That stick moving like that. Normal stick, olive or fig stick. They said, okay, you are paying the money, you don't care. And they begin to dig. They went, I think, 25 meters. 6 inches water came out. Huge water, it's running. Now he's giving the whole village to be here on the top of the mountain. So all the water goes down to the water, giving free to everyone. So, they say to you, dig with a broken shovel. Dig! Might be you will get the water quickly. It comes, or there will be a hole. They will take you through that hole with your truck. Your duty is to dig. Or if they say, your trust is in the west and you are in the east, go and take it. Although you know you are going to move like an ant, go, don't say no. Might be one time the wind will come, one tornado or one hurricane come, and carry you from where you are to where your destiny has to be. And this is heavenly hurricane. Or heavenly tornado, what we call it in Arabic, Rih al-Suba. The wind or the breeze of youth carry you, put you there, the other side, like Alaeddin's magic carpet. Carry you and take you to the other side. So these three things you have, these three targets, you have to put them in your face when you are moving toward the level of murid. When you reach that level, then the Sheikh happy. Because why? Then you are target to be shouted at. You found someone now. Shout and shout and shout for the rest to hear. When I want him to hear, I shout at you. It is not to you, it's to him. But because of his short understanding, you think it's for you. I'm not shouting at you. I want you to hear, because if I shout at you directly, you run away. Awliya use that method. You have to be very, very careful. When Maulana shouts at someone, don't look at that someone that, oh, he's bad. No. Think that he is good because he was able to keep his love to the Sheikh, although the Sheikh shouted at him. He didn't run away. When you reach that, you reach the three different levels which we mentioned, and these three different levels which we mentioned, these three targets, take you to the first plantation of the Sheikh, because the Sheikh has different plantations. He has three levels of plantation where he plants, like we plant in farm, different things. They have also places where they plant their followers with chips in their hearts, but heavenly chips, heavenly plantation. So the first plantation is like a cornfield or a barley field or a wheat field. It's one season, it's one time. You plant and finish. So you plant, those are in the first level yet, and they cannot progress to the second level. They keep them in the first level. Every 1 year they plant for them one plantation. The time of harvest come, it's one harvest. So they don't have season, all season harvest, one time. These are the one who are newcomers, lovers, and they are running around, no training, only loving the Sheikh, sit with him, see him and go. He gives them little bit one season plantation to make keep them happy. And in summarizing, not going into detail to finish it today. The second one, so when you are a beginner in the way, seeking the way of Gnosticism, and you keep the right path, so the Sheikh plant into your heart these seeds of Zikrullah. And that's why he say, for beginners, let them recite 1,500. So you keep doing, you say, oh, I don't want to be more than beginner. It's enough for me, beginner. 1,500, I have too many things to do in my life, working and so on. 1,500, okay. That is one season. So every time, every season, he will harvest it for you, Zikrullah for you, and it is growing, but when it grows, cut it. When he cuts it, what happens? You eat the what is the wheat or the barley, you digest it, it's gone. So you run away another time. So then you come back. Oh, I love the Sheikh. Okay, another time, ya Allah, one time seed. But there are, if you were progressing and keeping and saying, I want more, and you show interest, then the Sheikh doesn't plant in you corn or barley or wheat one season. He said, no, this soil is a good soil. And I have water all the year round. Means that murid has a good heart. It's not a heart, rocky heart. Rocky? Stony heart. That, ya Allah, one time you flip the dirt and plant barley wheat, and what you said as corn. Usually you give this to animals. Animals share with you barley, wheat, and what? Corn. All animals eat that. You don't see that? Yeah, it's for every. I mean, it's for common. And from barley they do beer even. Yeah, Allah. Common people eat what you want. But animals, they don't eat fruit. They eat fruit. Might be goat. But fruit tree, only human beings. Some animals in the jungle, like other type of donkey and camels or horses, all of them they eat this barley, wheat and so on. But in the jungle, like monkeys, those who can jump up, so they are higher from ground. Those who are on the ground, give them what is needed on the ground. Those are higher, give them higher. I'm not saying this, but this is an example. So like birds flying, they eat fruit. You see that? Birds, they are higher level. So if you are in a higher level and you ask in the second level, Ya Rabbi, I want to continue, and you become musta'ad, ready for the second level, which first level beginner, second ready, third murid. So if you reach the second level, which is ready to be ready, the Shaykh will plant into your heart the seeds of fruit tree, which he prepared it first in a, what you say, in a nursery. Where in nursery you put the seed, and there is a kind of treatment, we don't know, they know. So the seed give a trunk, small trunk, and that trunk grow there, they grow it in the nursery, and then they give it to you to plant it in your garden. So the Shaykh will plant that seed under his observation in his nursery until it grow, then he plants it into your heart. And when he planted into your heart, means he planted in your garden, with zikrullah, he increased for you the different awrad, daily awrad. You go up to 5,000 zikr, or 10,000, and salawat 20,000, or 15,000. And keep, you are keeping that fruit tree is coming every season. You don't need to grow any more plants. Barley and wheat every season. This tree by itself, it's giving every time fruit. Every season it gives fruit. And if you are clever and going to reach the level of murid and asking for more, at that time they understand your heart and they plant in you a tree that gives four seasons. You know that tree? There are three fruit trees. Oranges, lemons, grapefruit, apricot, fig trees. They call them four seasons. You can see the one side of the tree is giving sweet. They finish the orange is completely, you have it, the orange. The other part of the tree is nearly going to be yellow, the other part is still green, the other part is blossoming. So it goes every 4 months, it gives you, or 3 months, it gives you the fruit. So all the year round, you have that fruit there. So that's murid's level. Always got giving, always giving. Finally, when you reach that level, and you are in the murid level, through all these seclusions that you are doing, what they do, they plant into your heart the tree of knowledge. شجرات الخلد وملك لا يبلى. They will give you at that time, they will plant into your heart by Prophet's permission, and prophets from by Allah's permission, they plant into your heart the tree of knowledge, the knowledge that never goes away. It's eternal, because knowledge is eternal knowledge. They give you that eternal knowledge into your heart. وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَى, and they will give you a kingdom that never disappears. That's why Allah said to Adam, don't eat from that tree. You are not ready yet. If you eat, it's not going, you are committing a sin because you cannot reach that level yet. He ate. Shaitan whispered. If he didn't eat, Allah will give it. Allah is not going to give. Allah will give everything. He gave him all paradise. He forbid him with a wisdom from that tree. The Shaykh might give you, by Allah's permission and Prophet's permission, everything, and he prohibits you from one thing. Don't look at that, what he prohibits you, because you are not yet ready for that. If you are ready, he will give it to you. Why? He is going to hide it for what? Prophet ﷺ saying, Ya Rabbi, give my nation, everything. He's going to hide. So when he gives you that tree of knowledge and Gnosticism, there you can be able to teach not one student, but not one community, but whole nation, whole population. Look, Mawlana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, give him long life, Mawlana Sheikh Nazim. The whole world, he has students. How? Because of that tree of knowledge that they planted into his heart. You become a roaring what? Roaring is for lion. Roaring lion. Or a stormy ocean. What you call the ocean when the waves come on the beach? The sound of the waves? Crashing, the waves crashing on the beach. You will be always crashing, means giving that sound, never ending. Waves never ends on the ocean, never ends. And whoever follows you, you are going to show them the way of istiqamah, because you become, at that time, the Shaykh is showing you the way, so you will be like a river rushing down to the ocean. When the river is going down, what you hear? Sounds. What's that sound? The river sound? When the water is going down, you can hear that. You don't hear it in the rivers? The water moving. Mm-hmm. Huh? Roaring? Roaring sound. Mm-hmm. Huh? Gushing?
The stream.
The sound of the stream. That vibration of the water is moving of the river until it reaches the ocean. It's calm. Don't hear anymore. The reaching point is submitting to the ocean. The river, that small river, wherever it is big, even Niagara Falls, how the big sound you can hear them when they are going down, but when they reach the ocean, no sound, finish. Submission. So as much as in seclusions, they let you to, they make you to be like a river with a crashing sound, with a gushing sound, with whatever sound you are. When you reach at the end of seclusion, if they want you, if you are progressing enough, well enough, there you reach the ocean, the heart of the Sheikh, you become submitting to his order, which is the means the way his will, which is the will of Allah and will of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he never will show you other way than that. And the real sheikhs are the sheikhs who are always peaceful, moderate, open-minded, nothing except love to humanity. So it will take you to his heart, to know his heart, and then from his knowing his heart, he will take you to know the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to inherit, and then they bring you to the divine presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes our ways like the end of our targets or will, whatever we want, is to be a good harvest that is not one season, but in every season. May Allah forgive us. And this is the seclusion series is finished. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ وَحَرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحِ